Welcome to an inspirational Sunday message from Found Church. We hope you will be challenged and encouraged while listening to this message. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our church website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
To James chapter 1, I'm going to read a few verses from James chapter 1. I'm going to read from verses 19 through to 27. So James chapter 1, starting at verse 19. It should also be up on the screen behind me as I read it. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Amen. Amen. So here we are, Vision Sunday 2025, where we gather together to focus on the future, to focus in on the direction that we believe God is leading us as a church together. And this is a time of renewal, where we recalibrate our hearts to God's mission and remind ourselves of the calling that he's placed upon our lives as individuals and the calling he's placed upon us as a church. But what does it mean to truly live out that vision? What does God's calling look like in practical terms for us week by week, day by day? Well, I think James chapter 1, verses 19 through to 27 offers us clear guidance on how to live out the vision that God has for us, for his church. Not just in words, but in action also. And the first thing I see in these verses is that we should be listening and obeying. Listening and obeying is the foundation of vision. See, James begins with this powerful reminder in verse 19. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And these words should be foundational in any vision for the church. They remind us that a church driven by God's vision must first be a people who listen. Listening to God's word, listening to each other, listening to the world around us. This is where true action begins. Before we act, we must hear. God's vision for his church doesn't begin with human ideas or ambitions. It always, always, always begins with his word. As we listen attentively to his voice, we gain clarity on how to move forward. This is why, as a church, we must make space for the word of God to shape our hearts. Vision begins in the quiet place of listening to God and allowing his truth to transform us. Without this foundation, any vision that we pursue will be always rooted in our own strength and our own understanding. And let me tell you, when we do that, it'll ultimately always fall short. So how are we listening to God as a church? Are we actively engaging in his word? Are we open to hearing what he's calling us to do, even if it challenges our current way of thinking? God's vision is always aligned with his truth, and his truth transforms us from the inside out. This transformation is what enables us to live out the vision with authenticity and to have impact in the world that we serve. And then the second thing I see here in these verses in James chapter 1 is that we need to receive the word humbly. James continues in verse 21. It says, "Humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you." See, the word of God is not just something to hear, it's something to receive. But the posture of receiving always requires humility. If we come to God's word with pride or resistance, we will miss out on the transformation that he desires to bring into each of our lives. And as we reflect on the vision that God is calling us to, we need to approach that with humility also. Let me remind you, God's vision for his church is always way bigger than what we can imagine, and it always challenges our comfort zones. And if we think that we have all the answers or that our way is the only way, then we will miss the opportunities that he wants to show us. The key is humility, an openness to hear and respond to God's word, trusting that he knows what's best for us as individuals and that he knows what's best for us as a church. So let me ask you, church, do we always approach God's word with humility? Are we always willing to set aside our own agendas and preferences in order to hear and obey what God is saying to us as individuals and as a church together? See, humility allows us to receive God's word deeply and to be transformed by it so that it becomes the guiding force for our lives as individuals and also the guiding force for us as a church. And then the third thing I see here in James chapter 1 is that we need to be hearers, not just be hearers, but also doers. Verse 22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Let me tell you, this is where the rubber meets the road. It's easy to listen to sermons. It's easy to read the Bible. It's easy to talk about God's vision for the church. But if we don't take action, then we're simply deceiving ourselves. True faith is always reflected in action. God's vision for his church is not just something to talk about. It's something that we all need to live out. And as we seek to fulfill God's calling for our church, we must move beyond the hearing and we must move into the doing. Verses 23-24 says, "Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like." See, the word is meant to shape us and transform us if we are willing to act upon it. So let me ask you, church, are we living out God's vision in tangible ways? In the coming year, how can we take what we hear today and turn it into action? And this is the challenge of Vision Sunday, to move from hearing God's word to actually putting it into practice. Whether it's serving in our community, making disciples, or being a disciple in the workplace, a witness in our workplace, we are called to be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word. And the fourth thing I see here in these verses is that pure religion, living the word in love. Living the word in love. And I think verse 27 gives us a beautiful picture of what it looks like to live out God's vision through our actions. Verse 27 says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." See, God's vision for his church is not just about programs or initiatives. It's about living out his love in practical ways. It's about caring for the marginalized, the vulnerable and the oppressed. It's about embodying the love of Jesus and the world around about us. And as we look ahead to the future, this is a key part of the vision. We must embrace this part of the vision. We need to live out God's love in real and tangible ways. So let me ask you, church, let me challenge you this morning. How are we showing God's love to those in need? Who are the orphans and widows in our community? Those who are overlooked, those who are hurting or in need of care. Like, it's always my vision that any single person can walk through those doors, regardless of their background, regardless of the situation they find themselves in, and they will be treated the exact same way as the person who's sitting at this side who's been here for 50 years. Exactly the same. It does not matter. We need to be shown that same love and care to each and every single person who walks through the door. And if we start putting barriers on who can come through the doors, well, I'm afraid to say the last person that leaves can put the lights off. Like, because all of us would be disqualified. Our vision should always include compassion, always include mercy, and always include justice for those who are suffering. And then fifthly, we need to embrace the vision with action. On this Vision Sunday, let's embrace the call to be a people who listen, receive, and act upon God's word. Let us move from the hearing to the doing, from knowing to living out the truth of the gospel in our day-by-day lives. And as we look ahead to the future, may our church be known for its love, may it be known for its humility, and may it be known for its commitment to putting God's word into action. And so I just give you that few thoughts this morning, just to challenge us before we actually start to unpack what we believe God has given us as the vision for Found Church. And of course, the vision and mission statements for Found Church are as follows, and they're up on the screen every single Sunday when you come in the door. They're on our website, they're on our social media pages. So I'm sure you could just recite them off to me. And if you're feeling a bit guilty, don't worry, I asked the church council if they could recite them to me, and they couldn't do it either. But to be honest, I couldn't do it either, I had to look it up. So our vision, with God's help, to build a strong, healthy and vibrant local church that will be an expression, resource and influence for the kingdom of God. And our mission, to make Jesus known and to equip people to reach their God-given potential. Those statements will not change. Instead, they will shape and help us focus in on the vision for 2025. And we believe as a leadership team that a unique feature of Found Church is that we are a family church. A family church is more than just a place of worship. It is the nurturing community where faith, love, and fellowship come together to create a strong spiritual foundation for every single generation that comes along to Found Church. It's a place where families grow together in Jesus, supporting one another through life's joys and challenges. A family church fosters deep connections, providing guidance, encouragement, and a sense of belonging. It welcomes all ages, from the youngest children learning about God's love to the older, more mature, sharing wisdom and experience to those that are coming up behind them. Through worship, prayer, and service, a family church strengthens bonds and instills values that extend beyond the walls of the church, shaping lives and communities for generations to come. Found Church, a place where families unite, hearts grow, and faith flourishes. Here, I believe we're more than a congregation. We are one big family, walking together in love, walking together in strength and purpose. It's where generations connect, support one another, and grow in Christ as one. At Found Church, you're not just welcomed, you're embraced, you're valued, and you are empowered to thrive in faith and life. Together, we build a legacy of love, a legacy of hope and transformation that extends far beyond the walls of the church. And as a leadership team, we have been praying since August 24 into what the future direction of the church should be. And we've been asking questions such as, what is the overarching dream that God has placed within us for Found Church? How are we going to get to that place? But more specifically, what steps do we need to put in place? And what do we need to do in 2025 as the first step in that journey? So what is the overarching dream that God has placed within us? Well, we believe that God is calling us to reach 1% of the population of the Falkirk Council area with the good news of the gospel. And this area would cover from Carrinbridge in the west, stretching right across east to Blackness, from Limerick in the south to South Alloa in the north. And that is an area that covers 115 square miles. And the population of the Falkirk Council area, as of the 2022 census, is this: 158,404 people. Therefore, you can do the simple maths, 1% of the population of the Falkirk Council area is 1,584 people. That's the overarching dream and vision that God has placed upon us, to reach that number of people. Way bigger than what we could ever do on our own. But that opens the question, though, what is the current size of Found Church? And according to Church Suite, our database that you use, Church App, we have 367 adults, which are 18 plus, and 321 children and youth on that database. And that equates to, if you do the maths quickly, 688 people. However, though, I would never ever quote those numbers. That simply means that we have had some sort of contact in various capacities with people, for example, through Launchpad, and that would never ever be a true indication of the size of Found Church. And on a Sunday, we would average around about 300 to 330 adults, which is S1 age plus, and then every Sunday we average between 50 and 60 children, which is up to P7, from babies up to P7. And whilst we believe that numerical growth is part of the vision that God has given us as a church, it must never ever overshadow the church's primary mission. And that is to make disciples who grow in their faith and reflect the image of Jesus. So discipleship, the process by which Christians grow in their faith and are shaped into the likeness of Jesus, let me tell you, that is a slow and it's often challenging journey. It requires a commitment to teaching and practicing the deeper truths of Scripture, fostering an environment of accountability and encouraging people to live out their faith in every single aspect of their life. And this kind of spiritual formation, it cannot be rushed, nor can it be measured by attendance numbers alone. And as a church grows, we must equip people to navigate life's challenges with strength and wisdom, overcoming disappointments and discouragements, and actively contributing to the church's mission with purpose and passion. And we are believing for a church that is numerically big and spiritually deep. And as people come into Found Church, they make connections, they develop friendships, and be pastored as they grow in their discipleship. So what does that look like in 2025? How do we take the steps to achieving that goal? And as we prayed and as we discussed it as a leadership team, we recognised the need to ensure that we have a strong, solid foundation and a structure in place that would help us sustain growth. And the question is, if 100 people or 50 even walk through the doors next Sunday and give their life to Jesus, do we have the structure in place to cope with that? Would we be able to disciple them effectively if that happened? And the answer to that would be no. We would struggle. And as a leadership team, we deeply appreciate the foundation laid by Michael and Diane, along with those who served alongside them. Their 35 years of ministry have left a lasting impact, and we just want to take a moment to honour and celebrate all that has been achieved. See, we are truly grateful for the strong legacy that they have built, and we recognise that we are thankful for those who have gone before us, carrying their vision forward with gratitude and respect. So let's just take a moment just to thank them for their 35 years of service. They're not here today. Michael's preaching at another church, but let's just take a moment to honour them today. So the main areas that we want to focus in on as a church in 2025, the first thing is that we want to develop this discipleship 360-degree framework. And we have developed this new discipleship framework for people that are involved in the life of Found Church. And Sophie, if you could just pop that up on the screen, that would be great. So hopefully, you might struggle to see that right at the back, or I couldn't read the words at the back. But let me just explain to you. So we see within church here that there's four main areas within church that you connect with things. You connect with God, which is church, here on Sunday. During the week, you connect with God. You connect with others through our life groups, and I'll come back to life groups in a minute. You connect with ministry, which means you can serve on a team. For example, creative, welcome, setup, hospitality, kids and youth and more. And then you can connect with mission. So you can serve on a mission, a local mission, a national mission, an international mission, and it just continues to go round. So you're connecting with God, you're connecting with others, you're connecting with ministry, you're then connecting with mission, and you're just going round in a circle. And if anybody wants a copy of this, I see people taking photographs, just let me know, and I can send you this, no problem. And then we thought about, okay then, what are the main connection points in to Found Church? And so we have three main areas where people connect with us through evangelism, things like Alpha, Foundry, Brave, outreach events, a street cafe, which you'll hear about later. or online via YouTube, social media, our website, through the different ministries we have in church, so people connect with us through Launchpad, Quest and Youth, Connect, Fearless, Flourish, and the Coffee Morning. And they all feed in to connecting with God as they come along, as we invite people to come in to church. And then we recognise, though, if someone comes in to church and they suddenly connect with God for the first time, give their life to Jesus, then what do we do with them right there? So we've developed a brand new growth track course, brand new. It's 8 sessions over 4 weeks. You can see it here, so you connect with God and you go to that new Christian discipleship track, and then you can connect with others. And the aim of that course is to be ready, that if you give your life to Jesus, you will then be ready and equipped to join a life group. And you'll be in that life group and you'll be growing in your faith. You'll be discipled in your life group. And the 8 sessions will cover things like growing in our faith, scripture, worship, prayer, giving, the Holy Spirit, community, and mission. And the aim is, and we've got the leaders in place to run this course already. The course will run throughout the year and people can join the course at any time without having to wait until the course rolls around again to start at week 1. And then it's all designed to equip people with what they will need to start that discipleship journey and have the tools and the confidence to then join a life group. And we recognise that if people come into church and they're already Christians, then the first place we're going to signpost them is straight to a life group. Straight to a life group so they can continue to grow in their discipleship. And then you'll see in the middle of that circle, leadership development. We're always wanting to equip people to be leaders. Leaders within church, leaders in the home, leaders in their community, leaders in their workplace. And so we'll still offer LEAD every single month. And let me just say, if you've never been to LEAD, it is the best hour and a half that you can invest in a month. It's phenomenal. We get to hear from world-class leaders from all around the world, get to unpack that in small groups. It's phenomenal. It's really good stuff. And then there'll be training to lead life groups, training for ministry, training for mission trips, training for outreach. How do you do that? How do you evangelize to people? We can help you do that. And then we'll have tailored leadership training, which is all about training people to serve on kids, to serve on youth, whatever it is you need to be trained in for that leadership journey. We want to help you in that. We don't want to just fling you in there the deep end and say, go. We want to help you and support you in that. And I want to spend just a few minutes talking about life groups, where we connect with others. I can't emphasize enough how important life groups are for us here in Found Church. Life groups are at the heart of who we are as Found Church. They provide a space where a large congregation becomes a close-knit family, connecting people in meaningful ways. And the concept is really simple. Life groups bring people together to build deeper relationships, to share life's journeys, and grow in faith. And those small groups create an environment where you can explore the Bible. You can ask questions and strengthen your walk with God alongside others who genuinely care for you. More than just a gathering, life groups foster strong friendships, offer encouragement, and provide a support system for life's ups and downs. And they also help cultivate a spirit of accountability and personal growth, empowering new leaders and strengthening the church as a whole. Let me just plug life groups for a minute, and let me tell you, life groups provide the following for you. They create community. Life group members can develop close relationships with each other, and they can provide emotional support and accountability. And this creates deeper connections and relationships and leads to a sense of belonging in church. The second thing that life groups do, that they provide opportunities for discipleship. Life groups provide an opportunity for people to grow spiritually and deepen in their faith. Life groups facilitate space for open discussions, prayer, study of the Bible, all in a way that may not be possible in a larger church setting. Thirdly, life groups provide pastoral care. See, in a large church, it can be hard for people to build personal relationships with pastors or other leaders. And this is primarily due to the size of the church and the number of people who attend. In a life group setting, though, people can benefit from a more individualized support. Leaders can provide that first level of pastoral care and support as appropriate. And that is not to say that the pastors are not interested. That is not the case, but they provide that first contact, that first level of support, and they will involve us as required. And then fourthly, life groups provide accountability. Life groups provide a level of accountability for people who are striving to live a life consistent with their faith. People can help each other create positive changes in life. They can provide a secure environment to share difficulties and to receive prayers and encouragement. And in addition, life group studies can provide a sense of accountability for people. See, in a large church, it's easy for people to feel disconnected. If they feel disconnected, they might not take their faith as seriously as they should. People may not seek guidance as they're struggling with things that are happening in their life. Therefore, having a strong life group network and system in place is the key to the church growing numerically and spiritually. So therefore, in 2025, we want to increase the participation in life groups right across the church. It was so good recently to signpost almost 40 people who have never been in a life group before into a life group. But there's more. There's more spaces for you. We want to increase the number of life groups that we have. We've already just started two brand new life groups for adults on a Wednesday night. And we've just launched three new family life groups, and we want to see that number increase, and they meet on a Sunday afternoon. In order to help facilitate this growth in our life groups, so myself and Elizabeth, we are be stepping down as life group leaders, and we want to then focus in on the following areas. We want to provide leadership development of the existing life group leaders. We want to provide that pastoral care to the life group leaders. We want to provide additional training and support for our life group leaders as required. We are going to visit each life group at least once per year when they are meeting. And we're going to gather the life group leaders at appropriate points throughout the year for food, fellowship and encouragement. And then alongside that, we want to provide recruitment and training of additional life group leaders to launch new groups throughout the year. So I hope you get a sense that 2025 as a church is a year of building foundations. Foundations to help us prepare for the growth, and then we believe the multiplication that is ahead in the years coming. And so that just gives you a flavour.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been challenged and inspired. Please feel free to contact us through our website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.